Hey, everybody, you're tuning in to the This Is Us after show on AfterBuzzTV.com. We're talking season one, episode 13, three sentences. It's birthdays, it's happiness, and it's a new old lady for Kevin. Let's get into it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We're voting.
Yes.
We're voting.
Yes. Are you voguing at home? I hope you are. Get it, Marissa.
And I'm done.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody, to the This Is Us after show on AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Erica Shannon. And joining me tonight are these lovely ladies.
Hi, guys. I'm JJ Juergens, and you can follow me at JJ Juergens on Twitter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marissa Serafini. You can follow me on Twitter at SerafiniTV.
And as you can tell, we are missing Amber and Whitney tonight, but they will be back shortly. Please send them your love. Tell them you missed them. Tell them all they missed in the episode, and we're going to get ready, jump right in.
Yep, yes. Let's do it.
So let's start with William and Randall. We see that Randall's a little exacerbated
happy.
Or William's happy.
Oh, William's
because he stopped chemo. Yeah,
that's true.
But Randall's very focused on everything but William, it seems, at this point.
Work.
He's, yeah.
It's work.
Mm-hmm. Work, and he's got this new Sanjay, you know, giving a little rivalry at work now. So I think now he's really feeling the pressure to up his game and, you know, prove himself.
But it was, like, tension from the beginning. Did you feel it when who is his boss? I don't even know if we know his name. But he introduced Sanjay, and Randall was like, yeah, I know him. It was very short. I don't understand where that came from.
I think it was just already set that Randall's like, oh no, you don't have to tell me. I'm already here. I'm already working. I know what's going on. I think it's kind of that mentality. But yeah, a little bit short.
I think he just kind of had the. He must have wanted this. I guess feeling like he should be offered these projects first before some new person that comes in. And I think he kind of felt it's a little when he already has him in the room and then he gets called in later, you know, I think he's kind of like,
yeah,
I should have been the one in the room first.
Right.
Like I should have gotten this opportunity first and then give this guy a chance. You know?
I think Randall's a little bit bitter because the seniority goes on. He's been there longer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Completely agree.
But are we clear on where Sanjay is in like tenure with the company? I don't know if that was made clear. Is he a new employee or...
I don't know.
Yeah.
New to Randall.
Yeah.
New enough for Randall to act this way.
While JJ and I were watching, I actually had the idea that maybe Randall and Sanjay were, like, classmates or something. And that's where, like, the competition or whatever comes from.
Like, this is an old rival still
going. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get that.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get it either, but I thought when you said that, I'm like, that would have been an interesting, you know... If he was one of the kids that didn't show up at the party or, you know, they've known him for so long. But, I don't know that I think they have history together. I just think it's somebody coming in on his turf a little bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was enough of a distraction to keep him from William, though. William pops into the office and is like, hey, you know, this is a great view. What did he say? I haven't been this high since the 90s.
Yeah.
William just was so full of life in this episode. It was so great to see him.
It makes me really worried, though.
I know, me too.
Yeah,
I kept...
Like, I just think this episode of Grey's Anatomy, you know, where they're like, this is the last rush that they'll get before, like, the decline, this severe decline of one's health. Like, they get that last boost. And I feel like this might be his last boost. Like, yeah, his last burst of energy, and then it all just goes to crap.
I totally agree with you. I think they're kind of, like, letting us see this, letting him have his... You know, do those things he wanted to do, you know, drive the car, live like what he wanted to do. And then I think they're setting us up for, I think starting next episode, we're just going to see the decline and, emotional.
Yeah, it's going to
get the tissues ready.
Yeah. Ugh. But one thing I did notice, and I'm guessing we learned in earlier episodes that Beth's father went through the same thing because she was saying when he went off his treatments, he had that same boost.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm thinking, and maybe I should save this for predictions, but I think when William does go, Beth is going to be that sturdy pillar or something that Randall needs because she's been through it already. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I think that's good. Randall needs that,
though. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, I mean, he doesn't really have his siblings as an emotional support.
Yeah.
ever. So, and I think the wife, who is really his family, should be that person to step in. And it is kind of good to have someone who's experienced to help console him in this.
Yeah, and she's such his pillar anyway, regardless, you mm-hmm. know, so I think it will be nice to see, watch their relationship go through that. I mean, she just always cracks us up, even with the yogurt today, right? Like, we got the biggest laugh. Just, I mean, she's the simplest little things, but she's so funny.
She's like, I'm going to take her line.
Yeah.
I got a hot minute for this yogurt.
I just want to go have a cocktail with her, like,
right? Just kick it.
Oh, could you imagine? Like, we've already seen her high.
Real talk.
Would love to see how she is with a little.
We really got to get her in here with a cocktail. Yeah.
It'll be like real girl talk.
Yeah.
For sure.
Marissa, you were saying you don't see Kevin and Kate being that support system for Randall. Not even Kate?
Well, I don't feel like they're the first persons that Randall goes to when he needs help. You know, you know how Kevin, he goes through something, he immediately calls Kate. He's like, I don't feel Randall has that emotional attachment for his siblings that would help him go through something as serious as this. I think it would make more sense if the wife was the supportive one, not the siblings.
That's interesting. I don't know. I mean, I kind of feel the same way now that I think about it, how Kevin and Kate are always kind of like this, even going back to when Kate was in the hospital and Kevin was walking down the hallway with her. There's always been, and I guess that's what happens when you share
DNA.
It just makes it harder for Randall to be on the outside, I guess, a little bit. I don't know. I just think it's very interesting, and this is what I wanted to mention about Randall. He wanted to know William so much for so long that now one thing comes up at work, and it's just like, okay, let me push everything else to the side. Yeah. And it's like when you weigh it, what's more important, that assignment at work or like, the father that you've wanted to know your whole life.
Which I'm so glad he did. You know, I don't think there was a big question what he was going to do, but I thought he might, there might be a little more pullback to get back to work. You're just feeling that pressure. So I liked that he was able to let go and just embrace it and enjoy it and really take that time and spend, because he recognized what that time meant and what he, you know, really was going to appreciate it. So I like the fact that he didn't go back to work and realize that, you know what, knowing that he was probably going to have to pull an all-nighter in order to get that thing in there the next day, and it might not be as good as it could have, but this was worth it. So right. I was proud of him.
Yeah, it's just like, what are your priorities in life? Yeah, work is important. And I just find it interesting that throughout this, Randall has actually given up work for William. Like, he'll put William first before anything else. And that the fact that for once he really didn't have to worry about William's, because he was kind of in a good place, he could focus back on work. He was like, no, even though things are still good, William still needs him. And I liked how he had that thought process that, like, this is more important right now. Family is more important.
And Randall's fashion sense. Because William trusted him more than he trusted Jesse.
Yes.
And we got some pretty cool scenes out of that with William trying on sunglasses.
They did all look good on him. It was good.
Yeah. What did he say? He has a good head for... Yeah, he has a good head for sunglasses. It's very true. And he wanted his egg cream.
Had you heard of this before?
I've heard of it, but no. I didn't know what was in it. It does not sound tasty.
It sounds so ridiculously trendy that could be so bad for you.
I feel like it was, huge in, like, the 60s and the 70s, or even earlier than that. But milk and soda, that just... Yeah. I mean, root beer float, kind of.
Yeah.
But I don't...
It didn't even look pretty.
No.
Like, who would want to drink that?
It didn't, but I guess, you know, I guess when I think about it, when you mix your, like, you know... White Russians or Colorado Bulldogs and stuff.
It's true.
I mean, I get, you know, tasty.
The things we ingest are questionable.
Right. So, yeah, but it didn't sound tasty tonight. But yeah, I guess I won't knock it till I try it.
Are you going to go out and try it now?
I
on the menu this weekend for JJ.
Right. No.
Next week, we'll have them.
We should try it, maybe, just for the show.
Yeah.
I did like, they did have some good bonding moments in this episode. Car driving.
Yeah.
Yes.
William was whipping around that circle.
Yeah.
He was going. At first I thought he was on the road, and then I was like, there's no way. And then we saw where he was actually driving. But I was like, he was going. He was moving smooth, too.
Yep. Did you ever think that he couldn't drive? Like, was that a surprise to you?
It was a surprise to me.
I honestly hadn't given it much thought. But he did take the bus everywhere.
Exactly. So
it made, or he walked. It made sense, but it just never occurred to me that he didn't have his license.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think just the conversation, the way they built it up, I was like, he doesn't know how to drive. Because once he sat there and they started the iPod and put his sunglasses on, and like any regular driver would be like, yeah, ready to go.
Yeah.
And he still sat there. I was like, he doesn't know how to drive.
I thought he was just trying to be cool in the moment.
I did too. I thought he was soaking in the song and the memories and
on his iPad.
Yeah.
Which he had to learn was an iPod.
Cute. So cute.
Who uses iPods anymore?
I do.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It feels like everyone just uses iPhones now because it's small and compact.
Well, see, the thing, when you have too much space that you take up on your phone, you need your music elsewhere. And I don't know. They're so convenient to me. But he had, I don't know what generation iPod he had.
That was like the iPod third generation. Yeah. That was like the iPod Touch.
Whatever it was, it had his music on it and he was jamming. So it all worked out.
It was cool. Mm-hmm. He was living life.
Yeah.
This was like a good side of William that we needed to see. Mm-hmm. A happy side. Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you guys, but he even looked better to me.
Yeah.
Like he was sitting, he was up more and his, I don't know, just something about him just looked
posture glowing. Was better.
He did look like he was, glowing too. I'm sure they did different makeup and stuff than the other days too. But yeah, he really did, like, he just was lively. Like, came to life and, glowing.
Glowing.
Yeah. Came to life like a birthday.
Yeah.
Like a birthday party. Or three, if you're the Pearsons.
Oh, can you imagine putting on three birthdays? No. How exhausting.
45 kids?
No. Yeah.
Heck no.
10-year-olds?
Heck no.
I couldn't do that now.
They can barely handle their three, let alone 45 at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, it was supposed to be 45, but quite a few didn't make it. But it was interesting because Randall didn't seem fazed by it.
Mm-mm.
He understood it, and he was like, whatever.
Go for it.
He is the coolest kid. I mean, I love the fact that he's so confident in himself and so, like, doesn't care, you know, at that age. Just like any regular kid would be just like upset, you know, that nobody showed up and sad. And I love that he just at that age is so wise to just be like, no, you know, I have three really good friends. And that's, I mean, because now as you get older, that's kind of how it is, like, in my life, you know? And it's like, for him to know that, like, at that age, that, like, no, I'm good with what I got here, and you have more quality time. I love him. He's so cute.
Yeah, exactly what you said. The fact that he realized that so young, kind of precocious, and also kind of shows his intelligence level. Like, I really enjoyed it, because that message still applies to everybody, to adults. You know, you get your core group that you want to surround yourself with, and that's all you need.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally all you need. You don't need a whole room. Mm. Just your three.
Yeah, even from the beginning when Kevin and Kate bursted in Jack and Rebecca's room asking for separate parties.
That was hilarious, Randall too.
Was just kind of like, can I get a magician?
Yeah.
All right, cool, I'm in. I'm going back to bed. That was it.
He's so chill.
Yeah. But he, I'll repeat that. He seemed very resigned to the fact that this is my life. These are my friends. I'm good. Mm-hmm. I don't need anything else. Jack and Rebecca seemed to have more trouble with it than Randall. Mm-hmm. But I guess that's just parenting. You just want the best for your kids. And that's you're not emotional. Or I'm not emotional, you're emotional. Like, that's how that whole thing happened.
That was great.
They had so many great moments tonight. I just am amazed by, like, first of all, those three kids, we've talked about it before, they're amazing. Mm-hmm. But just, like, it's all so believable. And you really do feel like you're watching this, like, you know, real family. And just, I mean, there's just such little moments, but you buy all of it. You know, you buy what the parents are going through. You buy what the kids are going through. It's so fun to watch.
Just, they seem like a whole family.
Mm-hmm.
They seem like they get along great, and we've seen pictures like on Twitter and Instagram and all that kind of stuff where they really seem like they get along, and it shows.
Mm-hmm.
I think anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think also what's so great about Jack and Rebecca is that they have this great tag team system going on. Like, okay, you get this person, I'll get this child, you know, and you get this person, and then they'll switch. It's just like a great system they set up. They know when to talk to who at what time. Or, like, what to say. We saw Rebecca talking to Randall. We saw Jack talking to Kate, you know. They just have a good system. They know how to talk to their children when it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even though those talks aren't working anymore, as Jack said, which was really sad because Kate was happy in the beginning. She was having her Madonna party. She had invited. Now, my question is, was Sophie the catalyst for everybody else coming to Kate's party? Meaning, was Sophie the popular one? Because you know how sometimes when you're kids, follow the whoever's popular.
Yeah, you have the followers and the popular ones. Yeah.
So I'm wondering, was Sophie the one that got them all to come? And that's why Kate was sitting alone by herself, because Sophie dragged everybody else to Kevin's party.
Quite possibly. I didn't even really think about that. I just found it, I found the irony in it, that the fact that they're doing Madonna, Vogue, who back then, during the 80s, iconic. Iconic all about fashion and looks, and the whole issue with Kate is about her looks. And I think it's just, it just stems something truly deep and emotional with her, and I just found that situation was just not set up great for Kate. You knew it was just going to fall flat for her.
I didn't. I thought it was going to go well. I thought it was she was going to be surrounded by friends and was going to love every second of it. And I don't know. I didn't think anything sad was going to turn out from it. But it stuck with her.
I didn't think anyone was going to leave her. Like, it seemed like a great party, but I wasn't expecting everyone to leave her at the end.
Yeah.
That's what makes it more sad. That it started well and it ended bad.
And again, it goes back to the whole thing of Kevin being the more popular one and having all the people wanting to be around him and everything like that. And I don't think he can help it. You know, some people are just effervescent like that. They just have that X factor or whatever.
He was endearing, though. I mean, when he says, you know, I can't, I love her, like, it was so sweet, you know? Like, then you couldn't get mad at him for it, because it's like, oh, you know?
Yeah.
He was adorable in that moment. He seems having his first crush.
Yeah, he was adorable. Love.
Yeah.
I was like, you never forget your first love. And again, it brings him to adulthood. Before we get there, though, let's talk about Kate. And going to, what did they call it?
Immersive
weight loss experience.
Yes.
Kate was just like, just call it what it is.
Yeah. She's like, yeah.
Like, I don't understand. But it started with her saying she might not have the surgery. She's contemplating not having the surgery, which we have talked about a couple after shows.
I still don't think she's going to go through it.
I don't either. No. See, and before I was saying yes, now I'm kind of on your guys' side. I don't think so.
Nope.
I think she's going to figure out whatever's internal.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the catalyst for her change.
Well, I think it's also just good storytelling. Because the big story of just Kate and her character is her weight issue. If she got the gastric bypass surgery, lost all the weight, she doesn't have the issue anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, it might be emotional, but like, there goes her story. Her story is literally over. So that's just good storytelling and television, you have to watch her actually go through the process. So that's why I think it's not going to happen, the surgery, and we're still going to watch her overcome this.
But that's the interesting thing, because you'll see a lot of people commenting about the show and saying, is this the only thing that Kate has for a storyline? So it could be interesting, if she were to have the surgery, to see what else they would write for her. Because who knows, there could be a whole new level of Kate that we would learn about. But if they keep making it all about her weight, like
emotional resentment issues towards other people,
who knows what it could be. I don't know, but making it about her weight, I think some people, not all viewers, but some are getting kind of tired of it and saying, okay, what else does Kate have to offer? But we saw her singing earlier in the season, and who knows what else, assisting, and who knows?
And we know her mom can sing.
Yeah.
Come on, Mandy Moore. Let's sing some more, shall we?
That would be a nice flashback.
That'd be just a great story. Just have the mom and daughter sing together.
How
great would that be?
Yeah. But at this camp or experience, we're introduced to Duke.
Duke the Dick.
There you go.
Yes.
Already developed a nickname for him. So that gives you an indication of how we feel about this guy. Not a fan.
Too strong. Presumptuous. Yeah. Aggressive. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Okay. I love how that's how you ended it. Get out of here.
That's it. That's all you need to say.
Right off on a horse. and just keep going.
Yeah. Oh, it's like, dude, go away. That's all I thought.
Yeah, I agree. He was too much. Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I just don't, and I don't want to see. I mean, like, yeah, fine. I mean, yes, story, but it's like I want Toby and Kate together. You know, mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, I just don't, especially don't want her to ruin it by doing something with this guy.
Now, you know? The only thing is, I would have appreciated it more if it was strictly tough love. You're here for a reason. Let's keep you here. But adding this whole romantic level to it is just, I feel like it's unnecessary. Like, we already had a small little love triangle with Kevin. We don't need one with Kate. Like, mm-hmm. Let her and Toby be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just got engaged. Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Give us a minute.
Just last week. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Jeez.
I mean, but good for Kate. Pulling guys. Mm-hmm. Go, girl. I'm not mad at you. Oh,
no, and that'll help her confidence, too, you know?
Mm-hmm. I just don't like it.
It'd be different if it was, like, she'd been there a little bit longer and this was some guy who, like, they shared, you know, could talk about these things together, you know? So maybe it would have a different dynamic to it. Maybe that would be a little more interesting, you know? But this guy just being the way he was, it's like, no.
Yeah, I think his approach was all wrong, you know? Like, the way that he already, like, made all these presumptions about Kate and just, like, how he introduce himself. I don't like just the way he presented himself. Therefore, he came off as a dick. We're gonna have like those knee jerk reactions, but he might actually be like a nice guy there, even though he calls himself a dick. I'm just like, how many times can we say dick? But I think it's more so like he's also at that camp too. Yeah, he might be working, but he's there for a reason as well. So he has underlying issues that are still going on within him. So maybe we do actually need to pair these two together, because unfortunately it may not be with Toby, but if you put Kate with someone else who might also challenge her in a different way than Toby can, she might also help that. He might help her. Dick. Duke.
Yes!
Sorry. Duke might...
That wasn't an accident.
I'm wondering. Freudian slip. Duke might actually help Kate.
I don't know. And I'm kind of looking at it as Toby was aggressive, but in, like, a nice way. A cute way. So we kind of aligned with Toby in the beginning. I don't like him. Yeah. I'm just going to put it out there. I don't like him. I don't care if he has this, like, shift in character. I don't like him. And that's where I'm leaving it.
Yeah.
But Kate had a turnaround moment. Mm-hmm. Duke actually helped her. And she originally went to the pound workout and left because... Well, she left in her mind. I think she left way before because she was expecting a gym. She was expecting all these traditional quote-unquote fat camp things and didn't get them, but she had a moment of clarity with the help of Duke.
You see, he might actually serve a purpose. As much as we hate him, he might actually do something for Kate.
He has to. I mean, there's got to be a redemption, you know, some redeeming quality of his character.
There's a reason why he's there. I know, we don't like it.
I don't like him either, but
we don't like it, but he's there.
Does anybody out there, let us know if you like Duke. Duke. Yes, I was right. Let us know if you like Duke down in the comments, and we'll see what the consensus is. I don't know. But who we do like, at least those of us that are here, I think, Amber is another story. Kevin.
Yeah.
He had a moment of clarity of his own tonight with the help of Toby. That could be a really nice friendship developing.
Yeah. I like that, too. I like them to have, I like that even when Kevin first called, he's like, oh, you mean I was calling you and I got to do something nice, you know? But he went through with it and he did it, you know? So I like this little bromance. I would like to see that grow a little bit more.
Kevin needs like a male friend. I mean, he might have Randall, but like we even saw Kevin. I feel like Kevin doesn't really have good male relationships in his life. And Toby could be that. He needs a male friend. Yeah. He needs a bromance.
I was going to say, other than Kate, does he have good relationships, period? Because even with Rebecca, it's like, that's his mom, but We don't see that he has friends. We don't really see that any of them have friends, now that I think about it.
No, and you know, yeah. And he talked too. It's like we know that he's had a lot of empty relationships, you know, because he's had a lot of the Hollywood types mm-hmm. too. So I think he's probably been in that land of, you know, just mm-hmm. just the fun and not the real meaningful relationships with anybody.
Yeah, and so he's never had to make, well, he said originally he's never had to make a grand gesture. Don't necessarily know if that's true. But Toby helped the romantic comedy professional that mm-hmm. he is.
Or like, he's never had to make a grand gesture. Because, like, he has the looks. He has, you know, the charm. And he has that personality where he doesn't have to put on a show just to get attention from mm-hmm. someone. And I like it how Toby's the one who's helping him out. It's great.
But Toby knows what to do. He has, like, a checklist in his mind. He's seen every romantic comedy. How is that possible? How many romantic comedies do you think there are?
Like, so many.
How many would he have had to sit to watch to, like, learn what to do?
I mean,
first of all, like, one of the first romantic movies you have to watch is Notting Hill, of course. Yeah, I mean, come on. That's a good one. You can learn so much in that
movie. I'm like Kevin. I have never seen it.
Really?
What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Oh, he was...
It's on Netflix. Go watch it.
Okay.
After this.
All right. Go. Well.
That's your assignment.
It's a little late, but okay.
You can do it.
Yeah.
Report back to me.
Pretty Woman.
I'll write a report. I've seen that one. Yes. Yes. Yes.
The Notebook.
Yes. Seen that notebook. One.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Those are
any grand. Nicholas Sparks films.
Grand gestures. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't expect Kevin to go out and build somebody a house, but... It'd be a nice way to get somebody back.
51st States.
They did that in The Notebook.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry if you hadn't seen it. But if you hadn't seen it, what's wrong with you?
I mean, yeah, I was like, that's on you. But yes, grand gestures.
Mm-hmm.
Love
it. And Toby, mm-hmm. with Toby's help, Kevin ended up at somebody's door. At first, I thought it was Sloane's door.
But you called it before when we were watching. You said, you know, what if it's somebody that we haven't seen before? Mm-hmm. And we're like, yeah, that'd be great. Because I agree with what Whitney said last week, too. I don't mm-hmm. think that when you're talking who's the love of your life, who can you know, and it's not a meh person, I do think that Sloane was that for him. Like, she was cute and she was fun, but it wasn't like, I have to have you, mm-hmm. you know? So I am very glad that mm-hmm. that it was somebody else.
Yeah. And then...
It's a nice reveal.
Right. Yeah.
It's great reveal. Because
this person, she just opens the door and we're just staring at her.
Who's this?
Yeah.
Like, we don't mm-hmm. learn her name until the very end. Mm-hmm. We don't understand their connection until the very end. But I love what Kevin said about missing an arm. Like, he feels like a piece of him is missing. Mm-hmm. Oh, if a guy walked up and said that to me, yeah. I don't know.
It's very hard to find men who can get real and emotional like yeah. that, too, who can actually, like, get deep within themselves yeah. and actually admit that to someone that they truly care about.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I find, is a romantic gesture in and of itself.
I totally agree with you. I don't need all the flowers or anything else, mm-hmm. but somebody who could mm-hmm. just talk like that. And I love that he was like, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Parentheses. Like, kept trying. It was so cute.
He's like writing the sentence yeah. in his head as he's speaking.
Like
yeah.
a text form.
Yeah. Oh, but it looks like it worked. With Sophie.
Yeah.
Sophie.
Who we find out is ex-wife.
Yeah.
For 12 years, they were married.
I didn't expect the marriage. Like, I thought, okay, college, you know, like, early, yeah.
High school.
Yeah, yeah.
They, it's like, if you do the math, they're like, they're 36 right now. Yeah. So 12 years, 24, is probably, like, high school, college. And so now that we know that they were kids, they probably got yeah. married when they were in high school. Like, once they just graduated.
I was going to say, 18. You made me go to One Tree Hill with Nathan and Haley getting married in high school. So
probably, like, straight out of high school sweethearts, married.
Or divorced for 12 years, right? Or she... No, he left 12 years ago. That's what you're saying. Gotcha.
They were married for 12 years. Or
I don't think so. No. I think they've been apart for 12 years. They've been apart for 12 years.
Obviously. I mean, so they had to be within, like, when they were, like, 24.
Yeah.
So college years, high school, mm-hmm. college.
Ooh, that's going to be fun to go back to.
Yeah.
Because is it going to be Kevin becomes the TV actor celebrity is what drives them apart? Or that's going to be fun to unpackage
mm-hmm.
and dig deep into.
Yes.
I don't know. But that was a nice mm-hmm. that was a nice twist.
Mm-hmm.
You're still getting us, writers.
And a good twist that it ends up being Kate's best friend and it pulls all that back together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but then it becomes, was that a real best friendship? Or was she using it to get close to Kevin.
Or do we know if Kate and Sophie as adults are actually still friends?
And I'd like to see, and I wonder when that, and if there was a split with them when it happened, if it happened like shortly after that party, or if it was like later on when they were teenagers, or,
Yeah, that's what I'm loving about this show. Like, there's so, just by giving us glimpses, there's so much more that we can go into. It just, it opens it up for so many more storylines and stories, period.
It was great reveal, though. I did not see, I personally did not see that coming.
Oh, no. I don't think, I don't know if anybody did. If you did, please let us know, because tell us what else is coming, because we need to know.
Yeah.
We want to know. But I think, did anybody else have anything that we missed out on? Our weekly dose of Jack being the greatest man ever.
Oh, love him.
With him. What is he? What such do you do? Father. With the gloves?
Oh, bedazzling.
Bedazzling. Yes.
Like,
well, we didn't talk about, and then they considered having another child for a little while.
Yes.
And I think I think Jack, and I wrote this down, needs to be needed. Like, he wants to be needed. Because they were, he kept saying, like, they're getting older, they're not going to need us anymore. They're, you know, Kevin's going to make all these friends, Randall's going to go off to college, you know, Kate's going to become a woman. I don't know, whatever. But he was just, I think he wants that. Like, he's good in his job, so there's no need for him to work harder. He's good with his wife. There's no need. Well, from what we know at this point, he's good. I don't know. I just think he had that urge, that something pulling him.
I think it's also just what parents go through, you know, as they're like, and especially when they've had three the same age, it's like it's all happening at once with all of them. It's like, so usually you have maybe a couple years in between there, you know, to kind of adjust, like one overlap, getting out of that phase, you still have another one that's still in the phase. But these guys, you know, they're, I mean, like when they go off to college, when they do everything, it's like all together. So I think he's kind of like just realizing how fast the whole process is going and just kind of, thinking like, oh, that went too fast. Maybe let's try this again while we can. So I think,
Rebecca was like, no. Even with a dog.
I know. Let him get a poor dog.
Yeah, they can get a dog.
Yeah, get a dog. The kids need a dog.
She's realistic. She's like, who do you think is going to be up feeding that dog? Who do you think is going to be up walking that dog? So if you want a dog, you can get a new wife and a new mom.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love that.
And it's like, do you have one input?
Those kids are not going to take care of a dog.
Right.
I mean, they can start demanding meetings with their parents, but they're not going to take care of a dog.
I don't think so. I think Randall would completely take care of the dog.
But the other two won't.
No. But I think he would be, like, best friends with that dog. Like, you think he would have really somebody, a buddy there with him all the time.
Does Randall seem like a dog person? I don't know if he seems like a dog person to me.
As a kid? I don't know if he does as an adult.
He's responsible enough. Like, as a kid, he's responsible enough to take care of a dog.
Yeah.
Not that he should have a dog.
As a kid, I can totally see him with a dog, and I think it would be great for him. Because, I mean, my little dog, when I was a kid, like, she went everywhere with me. Like, just, she was just my buddy. But, yeah, as an adult, I think he might be a little too, like, things a little too perfect. You know, I don't know if he'll want a dog, but as a kid, I can take it. Okay. I think he would.
Who knows? Maybe we'll see that later as they get older. Well, I feel like we would have seen it already.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get a dog.
Maybe we'll get a dog. We're part of the family now.
Yep, we're talking. Yep.
I don't know, but we have a lot more to get into and dig into.
We do.
And I have some news and gossip as well.
Ah, nice.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, I'm pretty sure everybody at this point knows that This Is Us has been renewed for two more seasons with NBC. Like, that's huge.
It's humongous. I'm so happy.
Yeah. So happy. I mean, two more years of storylines, and I don't know. If they keep the writing like they have been, this is going to be one of the greatest shows.
I'm glad they know that in advance, too, so that they don't have to worry about maybe just writing for one season, that they know they can, okay, now they can plot out two complete seasons.
That's true.
That's great.
That's true. And take their time and really develop, and we get to know and love and hate and whatever emotions,
more characters.
Yeah.
Well, that also just allows, like, if this with Kate, not to get into predictions or anything, but because they have more time, they can draw out storylines like Kate's weight issue. They can still draw that out. Or they could actually wrap that up and move on, because they'll have another season to delve deeper into character and get like through to her layers. So, I mean, they just have more episodes to do it.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Whatever it's going to be. Also, This Is Us won People's Choice Award for favorite new TV drama.
Yes.
So congratulations to everybody. Lonnie, who plays Little Randall, he was at the awards and he was holding up the award. It was so cute. He was very happy. And to piggyback off of the news that I gave last week, unfortunately, the Pearson family charm did not work on the Steelers this week.
No.
And they lost to the Patriots in the AFC Championship. Mm. You know, they weren't twirling those towels hard enough, I guess. But congrats to the Steelers for making it that far.
Yeah.
I'm going to save my remarks for the other team, because there are quite a few Patriots fans here and I don't want to upset them. Almost last but not least, This Is Us is filming in Memphis this week, which is very interesting. And we heard William mention that he grew up in Memphis. So I don't know if that is... I'll wait for predictions, actually, on that. And last but not least, I'm very excited to announce that we have a celebrity in our midst.
Oh, no.
Yes. Our very own J.J. Jergens.
Oh, boy.
Is in a commercial. Has been airing for the past couple weeks. And so I just wanted to congratulate you on that.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, congratulations.
I appreciate it.
Freaking woman. And played during the show.
They did. They played it in the show tonight. So that was fun to watch. It was the Westin commercial, if any of you guys caught that tonight. Yeah. So
I'll be on the lookout for it and shoot JJ a tweet or something and just say, yeah, I heard you.
Yeah.
Use that exact quote. Yeah, I heard you.
Yes. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. All right. But I think we're ready to get into predictions now.
All right.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Yes.
Predictions. Who wants to go first?
Well, now that we know that there's more seasons, it kind of makes me think they might drag out William's storyline a little bit longer. Like, I thought, I was like, for sure... thinking that they were going to kill him off at the end of this season, but he might, if, like, his projection of being, like, good right now, even though they cut off his chemo, that he's kind of in a good state right now, he might stick around a little bit longer.
I would like that, because I would like to see more moment. I mean, I love him. He's fun, you know, so I'd rather have that happen in season two. But I would like to see him and Randall going through, like, if they went back to Memphis together, or if they, you know, found out, built more of the relationship that they missed out on all those years. I'd like to see some more of those fun moments happening.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I would love to see the whole family, well, Randall's whole family, take a trip to Memphis and walk around with William, and William showing him, like, this is where I first heard. He talked about the record store. This is where I first heard this song. This is where I first heard. And just learning more about William and his love of music and art and everything like that.
His background. Mm-hmm. I predict a fight between Toby and Duke.
Yeah, for sure.
Something's going to go down.
Yeah.
Winner. Who do you think's going to win?
Toby!
Okay.
Are you kidding me? We're rooting for Toby.
Yeah.
He's fighting for his woman.
Do you think she's going to fall for... Duke?
No.
At all?
No.
Anything gonna happen?
The resistance that she's giving right now in normal television would have me believe yes. But because This Is Us is just a little bit special, I don't think so. But I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah. I'm gonna second that. Third it.
Yeah, there you go.
Third it.
Yeah. I hate that in the preview for next week they've already mentioned it as a love triangle. I just don't like it. Yeah.
You've known her
for like a day.
Mm-hmm.
How is it already a love triangle? Like, you don't even know if you like her. Whatever.
What I don't like either is what we saw a little bit more of tonight. It was starting to see Jack's funeral.
No.
Oh, I know.
We forgot to talk about that. So I
did we forget?
No, I know. I think we're kind of
block it out.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking for predictions because I still don't know why what's going to cause that, but right. I just don't want to see it yet.
And we didn't get a clear shot of like exactly what stage in their life they were, so it looked like they were like teenagers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it seems like it was high school.
I thought like 16 maybe, or maybe a little younger.
Yeah.
But yeah, around there. Because
we always speculate like when did Jack die? We don't know exactly when, but if it was like teenagers when they were kids. Ooh, mm-hmm. They went a long time without Jack,
mm-hmm.
which would explain so much about these kids as adults now. Yeah. That Kevin didn't really have a strong fatherly figure growing up. X, mm-hmm. Y, and Z, you know, all these things.
Oh yeah, if it happened in high school, then that could be what propelled Kevin to like move out and just go try his acting thing, yeah. move out on his own. Like, you know, it could
that could have propelled Kate because she was close to her father, mm-hmm. like that overeating. When she was young, that just kept mm-hmm. going to, like, fill the void of her father. So many things.
Oh, mm-hmm. that's what I was going to say. I think they're leaving us little breadcrumbs. I think part of the reason that Kate might have blocked it out is because the talks don't work anymore. And one of the last talks she might have had with Jack might not have ended well. Ooh. And so, however, I think we're going to learn about Jack's death through Kate. I think it's going to be, like, and I think they said that episode is coming. I think they said it's going to be episode 15 or so.
It'd be more impactful if it was through Kate. Because mm-hmm. they kind of built it up that Kate was the closest one to mm-hmm. to Jack.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, a couple 15. More episodes, guys.
I don't want to just 15.
Oh, my goodness.
I feel like tears galore will be happening.
Get your Kleenex.
Yeah. Okay. So, before we all start getting emotional now... We'll go ahead. Marissa, let everybody know where you can be found.
You can follow me on Twitter at SerafiniTV.
Hey, guys, you can follow me at JJ Jurgens on Twitter.
Don't forget. Yay, I heard it for JJ.
Weston commercial.
And thanks again, guys, for tuning in. I'm your host, Erica Shannon. You can follow me on Twitter and keep the conversation going at Miss Airy Baby. And we will see you next week.
Have a good Bye, guys.
After Buzz.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.